one of the other areas of ancient Near Eastern interest is the plagues of Egypt. And when we read the account of the plagues, it is significant that in the midst of them, the Lord says that I am contending against all the gods of Egypt. It was in the plagues that he showed himself, that is Yahweh, as the true God, as the eternal one, similar to what had happened with the contest of Baal in the book of Kings. Each plague is representative of a different god. For example, the river was worshipped as a god, and it turns into blood. The frog was venerated as a deity, and it is destroyed and becomes a stench in the noses of the Egyptians. There were some gods that were to protect from murrain and from different locusts and different diseases, and yet they all failed. And then there was Re, the sun god, that was to bring light, and yet Re was not able to bring light into to where the Egyptians lived, but the Lord brought light to the Israelites. And then the firstborn was considered a deity, and the Lord judges the firstborn as well. And so here there is a statement being made against all the gods that were represented in these plagues. So as we read them, we can worship the Lord as the King of Kings, as the only true and living God, who basically works wonders for his people. And the greatest was when he sent his only begotten Son to effect salvation on our behalf.